Rav Tov, Taf Yudalad Amud Beis. It said the reason of Rabbi Yehuda that one should not be mafsik between alakechem la'emes, it does not have a locha of bein aprokim, because there's a posik v'ashem alakim emes. So therefore we want to be masmech the gemar of the third parsha of Krishma alakechem with the beginning of the Broche achrite of Birchas Krishma, Emes v'yatze v'nochen. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda holds one should not be mafzik between Elokeichem la'emes because of the posik v'ashem Elokim emes. Now the Gemara clears a shayla. Choyzer v'oimer emes, hoy einay choyzer v'oimer emes. Now the shayla is as follows. That means we are speaking about, let's say, a person who, let's say, normally a person ended Krishma before the shot. So he said, Hashem alakeichem emes. Now he waited for the shot. Now the shot said, Hashem alakeichem emes. Now he's going to start the broche achroine of the Birchas Krishma. Now the bracha achroine starts emes v'yatze v'nochim v'kayim v'yosha. Now he was mafsik already. He said Hashem alakeichem emes. He chaptarayim the smichas of Hashem alakim emes. Now 5 minutes later he's going to start now the bracha achroine. So should he start from v'yatze v'nochim, which in emes and yatzev is not the beginning of the bracha? Yatziv is already the middle of the bracha, so maybe he should repeat again. Emes v'yatziv v'nochem. Ah, he said already emes once, or that he said only outs the smichas. If he could go straight, zicha, he would say, Hashem elokeichem emes v'yatziv v'nochem. But circumstances made that he had a wait, there was a hefsik between emes v'yatziv. So that is the shaila in the Gemara, choyzer v'oimer emes, when he starts again, Birchas Krishma, after a hefzik, does he say again emes v'yatziv? Oy einei choyzer v'oimer emes. So we hear here a machlokes amiroi. Omar Rabba Bo, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, choyzer v'oimer emes. He starts at this, since he's starting now the last broche of Krishma, so he says emes. Rabba Omar, Einei Choyzer V'Yoymer Emes. Rabba holds that no. He said it already once, and it was Mavsik B'Shiye, B'Shtike, doesn't matter. He says V'Yatze V'Noch. Hu D'Noch Es Kamei D'Rabbe, there was a person that was davening in front of Rabbe, Shomei Rabbe D'Omar Emes Emes Trei Zimne. He said 2 times Emes. Is Omar Rabbe kol emes, emes, tofsei lahai. So Rabbe was critical. This person is repeating himself. He's saying he wants to be mechazik, zemes, znachamol emes. That means Rabbe meant to say it's not a able, like moidim, moidim, mishaskinois. If a person says 2 times moidim, so then we won't be saibel this, because it seems like he's made it to 2 rishuyes, which is also a Shema Shema. Emes, emes is not, but it's not the right thing to do. It's, you're repeating, it's emes, emes, that's not, one emes is enough. The Rishash wants to say the word kol, very interesting. Kol is a lotion of kriye. It brings an oruch in a Ramban and Chumash, that it's a loshna kriya v'dibu. So a kriya shall emes v'emes tofse laha. So that's the end of that sugi. Omar Rav Yosef kame malye hoshmaitze v'chi oso Rav Shmur bar Yehuda Omar omri b'marov. Now Rav Yosef was in the spoil of a sugi that was told over that the Bnei Eretz Yisrael had said, and he heard this from Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda. See later maybe what the Kama Ma'aliyah, what, why he fell in love with the sugya, with the Pesachet HaGishmak is that. Omri b'marove, in Eretz Yisrael, Arvis, by Krishma Shal Arvis, there was a shortened version. They only said two parshiyas, Shema v'hoyim Shemoya, and then, instead of saying the third parsha of Krishma, they said as follows, Daber al b'nei Yisrael v'amarta aleihem, Ani Hashem Elokeichem Emes. Instead of saying the third parsha, they just said the beginning of the parsha of Krishma and the end of the parsha of Krishma. And the whole parsha they didn't say. Let us see Rashi, what their kavon is, and then we'll go further. Let's see, call emes ve'emes tofsei l'hai, riyete shal emes tofsei l'zeh. He wants to be mechazik, the union is repeating the emes. Oshmaitze d'Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda oma omri b'marove. Krishma shal arvis en koirim bo parshas tzitzis kulo. Krishma shal arvis, they do not lame the whole parsha of tzitzis. Lefisha ein mitzvah tzitzis balaylo. So therefore, that parsha is not said. Avol maschilin oiso, they start the parsha, umafsikim bo, umedalgim bo oimrim ani Hashem olokeichem emes. Now before we go into the sugya, I had a ha'oran Rashi, and Baruch Hashem I found the etzem ha'ore shteit nishagesari. We paskin, we'll see in Tosfos also about this nekude, laila lavd man tzitzis. Now, in Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Yud Ches, this brought down 2 days, Amachloikis, the Rambam, and the Rosh. What does that mean, laila lavd man tzitzis? The Shittas HaRambam is, laila lavd man tzitzis is that the mitzvah of tzitzis is only noig bayayim. But laila, there's no mitzvah of tzitzis. They says, just like this Shabbos loves man tefillin, laila loves man tzitzis. There's no mitzvah of tzitzis. When the person puts on a talus at night, there's no chiyuv of tzitzis. That is Shittas HaRambam. Shittas HaRosh, the Rosh says, no. It's not laila, it's ksus laila. It matters, there are 2 types of begodim. There's a beged that's miyuchid lelaila, such a beged is part of tzitzis. A beggar that's miyuchid liyoyim, such a beggar is chayiv b'tzitzis. And it doesn't matter when this is worn. Aksus laila is pata from tzitzis b'yoyim. Aksus yoyim is chayiv b'tzitzis b'layla. It doesn't depend. The chilek between yoyim and laila is not in this man. It's only magdir, the type of godim. B'godim which are miyuchid liyoyim are always chayev b'tzitzis. B'godim which are miyuchid b'layla are always potter from tzitzis. For example, just let's say an interesting ha'ore, which, why is a blanket potter from tzitzis? A person is machas himself with a 4-cornered blanket, asher tachas lebo, so we have the real tzir of a person is mechas himself, he's covering himself with a beged of dalet kanfes, and he doesn't wear, and he doesn't put on tzitzis. So the zach is asoi. If he goes to sleep after tzeisak echovim and he wakes up before alois hashachar, so there's no shaila whatsoever. This is laila, this is a ksus laila, so there's no problem. The problem arises if he sleeps after alois hashachar. He's not moira b'shachar. He sleeps after alois hashachar, so he's covering himself with a 4-cornered blanket, and there's no tzitzis on the blanket. So then we have this machloike. So according to the Rambam, it's bitter. So now it is yoim, and you are covering yourself with a 4-cornered beged, and there's no tzitzis. According to the Rosh, there's no problem, because this is a beged that's miyuchid lelaylo. So since it's miyuchid lelaylo, it's potter by yoim also. Agavulche, the Mishnah Berurah says, lahaloche, by a beged shall, by a woolen blanket, which is a shailen adiraisa, someone should round one of the 4 corners to make sure it shouldn't be mechuyev b'tzitzis, because we're going into a machlokes harishonim by a chiyuv diraisa. But al kol ponim, we have here a machlokes, what is the exact translation of Laila Lav Zman Tzitzis? Does it mean that in this Zman, the Zman of Laila, there's no Chiyiv Tzitzis, or that the Shittas HaRambam? And the Shittas HaRosh is that it's not the Zman, it's the Begodim. Aksus Laila is Potter from Tzitzis, Afilu Bayayim. Aksus Yayim is Chayiv Tzitzis, Afilu Balayim. Agavuche, I saw the Hagos Maimani. The Hagos Maimani says that Rashi holds like the Rosh. That it's not a Ptur in Laila, it's a Ptur in Ksus Laila. Fine, that was my research. And now when I learned this Rashi, I had a double problem. First of all, the Loshon of Rashi. Rashi, let's again go over this Rashi. The Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda Oma Omri b'marove krishme shal arvis en kairim bo parshes tzitzis kula. They did not lame the parsha of tzitzis in Eretz Yisrael. Lefi she'ein mitzvah tzitzis balaylo. So the Loshon of Rashi would seem very much like the Rambam, not like the Rosh. There is no mitzvah of tzitzis at night. Rashi isn't speaking about begodim. Rashi is speaking about that the mitzvah is not noig belayla. That's tamazay the loshen of Rashi. And in Londis, the Bnei Ma'arove don't make any sense if you learn like the Rosh. Because the Bnei Ma'arove did not want to say the parsha of tzitzis by night. So why didn't they want to say the parsha of tzitzis by night? Agavucha, when you say the third parsha of tzitzis, you're wearing a blanket and pajamas. I mean, the third parsha of tzitzis, he came home. We had in the beginning of brochus. He came home from work. They didn't go into pajamas right away. They were wearing their clothes. They were mechuyev tzitzis. Aksus lailas, potter from tzitzis. But they were wearing aksus yoim, and aksus yoim is mechuyev tzitzis. Alkoponim, so why didn't they say the parsha of tzitzis at night? So I find Baruch Hashem, the Shagasai and Simon Lamed asks this Kasha and the Rosh. From the Loshon HaGemara, from the Gemara, yes, the Kasha and the Rosh. From the Bnei Ma'arove, you see, Lefisha, that is taking no mitzvah of tzitzis balayla. Not that exus layla is part of tzitzis. And the Loshon of Rashi would also seem like the Rambam. I found the Goin brings a stira into Rashi. Doesn't bring this Rashi. But one Rashi seems to hold like the Rambam, one Rashi holds like the Rosh. Al Kaponim, in the Stira we could, so this Rashi will have another Rashi that can hold like the Rambam. Al Kaponim, that would be the, we have to take no Lefi Emes, according to the Rosh, what take Pshat and the Gemara take. Why shouldn't they say the Parsha of Tzitzis, Balaylo? Agavucha was speaking about the Shaila, maybe some of the Ha'ore, the Rambam L'shitosoi, the Rambam holds that Laila is Lavman Tzitzis, so the Rambam had a Kasha, how is a person allowed to wear a talis cotton Friday night? L'chayre, there's no Chiyiv of Tzitzis, Laila loves Man Tzitzis, Afilu Anaksus Yoim, and there's a Iser Heitzor. So how are you allowed to wear a talis cotton Friday night? This is the Rambam's ha'ore. The Rambam, this is l'shitosle. According to the Rosh, the Kasha Feinzach Neton, it's a ksus ha'myuchad l'yoyim. So it's mechuyim b'tzitzis balayla. But according to the Rambam asks this Kasha, and the Rambam says a teret, mitachsisei ha'bege. That means this is part of the bege. Just like we understand, a person can wear trousers with pockets in them on Shabbos, even though he doesn't put anything in the pocket, because this is, it's a chelik of the beged. So this is also a chelik of the beged. Like this, the beged would be unwearable by day, if it wouldn't have tzitzis. So it's a part of the beged. Well, koponim, that's not ungerilt, this machloik is the Rambam and the Rosh. Now let's get back to the Gemara. Rav Yosef said that he heard a pser ha-geshmake inyin from Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, that in Eretz Yisrael, they had the third parsha was, most of the parsha was omitted, and they only said, Daber b'nei Yisrael v'yamart aleyem, ani Hashem alikei chememes. On alei apaye, mai mal yuse. What was the gewaldike maile of the Bnei Marav. But Omar Rav Kahana, Omar Rav, Lo Yaschil. It is not necessary to say Bechlal, the parsha, the third parsha. But Ve'im Hischil, but if he started, Goyma. So he doesn't understand the Bnei Marav. They started and they weren't Goyma the whole parsha. So what's so givaldic about what they did? V'chitayim of amalt aleihem loy havi haschole. That's not called haschole. What did they say? They said, Babel bnei Yisrael v'amalt aleihem. That is not called haschole. V'omar Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak omar Rav, Babel bnei Yisrael loy havi haschole. V'amalt aleihem havi haschole. This is a haschol. Some of Mele, it's not oiskal. If they started the parsha, they should finish it. Omar Rav Pope, Kosovri, Bamarov, Vamat Aleim, Nami Loihavi haschol. They held the Matleim is also not a haschol. And the Omar, Vosu Lahem Tzitzis. Till they'll say Vosu Lahem Tzitzis, then that's called haschol. Then you have to be going with the whole parsha. Omar Abai, so Abai said, we're in hot water. We can't do like the Bnei Mitzad Echo, the Bnei Marav did something, we should follow what they did. And Le'idach Kisa, we can't do it the way they did it. Hilkach. Sabai said as follows. Anana Schuli Maschalina. We start off the Bnei Yisrael V'yamalt Aleihem because the Bnei Marav did it. So it won't be different than that. The Kamaschuli B'Marav. That they did. Al Kaponim, that part of the third parasha they said. So we won't be worse than that. The Kivin Das Chalinon, and since we start already, Migma Nami Gamrina, so we'll have to end. Domer Rav Kahan Omer Rav Lo Yasro Bim Hisrul Goyme. Chia Barab Omer Ani Hashem Alekeichem, if he said Ani Hashem Alekeichem, he said the whole thing, Tzorich Lo Yemer Emes, then he has to say the whole Nusach of the this bracha emes v'emunah kol zois, the whole yesterday said the whole nusach. Lo yomar ani Hashem alekeichem. If he didn't say, that means he didn't say anything. He wasn't as afruma like the Bnei Marav. Ein etzorach lo yomar emes. And he doesn't have to say emes. So the Gemara asks, v'boi lat kuri yitzias Mitzrayim. Good, there's no mitzvah of tzitzis noyig balayla, but there's a inyan of tzchiras yitzias Mitzrayim. So he said, the Omar will say as follows, Omar Hochi, Moidem Anachnu Lecho Hashem Elokeinu. This is a Nusach, Tosfos brought down this Nusach in the first Perek. Shoytzei Sonu Mei Eretz Mitzrayim, Uvdi Sonu Mei Beis Abodim, Vosisa Lonu Nisim Ugvureis Al Hayom, Visharnu Loch. This is the Nusach, what he should say, if he doesn't say Bechlal, the third Parsha. Let us see Rashi. Lo yaschil, ein tzorich lahaschil, vayoymer alvis. He doesn't have to say it. Aschuli maschalinin, da maschuli b'marove. Omar ani Hashem alekeichem, dainu parshis tzitzis, tzorich lahaymer emes, kusiv Hashem alekim emes. Then he has to say emes. Vaboy lat kuri yitzis mitzrayim, v'snan maskirim yitzis mitzrayim balaylois, v'loy oma emes v'amune, v'loy oma parshis tzitzis, heichi mitka yitzis mitzrayim. So the Gemara says, this is a nusach, what one says, v'shar nuloch, and Rashi says, micha moicha, malchus roro bonecha, adgor yisroel, v'hashki veinu. So Rashi means to say, the Gemara didn't ask a different kasha, what's with there's a takone to say shtei brachis lacher. So Rashi says vakert in this moedem anachnu loch they were goyim egal Yisrael and they said ashkiveinu also. The Rashba asks a shaila on the Bnei Marav. The Bnei Marav said daber al Bnei Yisrael. V'yamalta aleihem ani Hashem aleikeichem.
So l'chayre, we had in the seif of the first peirik, the Gemara asked the shayla, why don't we say in the parsha of Krishma, there's a pasuk in that Bilam said, "Kara shachav kari chalavi miyikimeno." So why don't we say this pasuk in Krishma? It has a shayches, the shchive and kime. This, we should also say this in the parsha of Krishma. So the Gemara answers, "Gemiri kol parsha the paske Moshe Rabbeinu paskina." The loy paske Moshe Rabbeinu loy paskina. You have to say you can't pick out a pasuk. There was a parsha there. The Gemara said the reason we don't say the whole parsha because it's a tichah de tzibura to say the whole parsha. To pick out one pasuk and to say this pasuk is a klal called parsha de loy paske Moshe loy paskina. So the Rashba asks, l'chayra there's a taina on the b'nei marove. How come they lamaise, there's a parsha of tzitzis, and they took out the kudis of the parsha. They did not say the whole parsha. So the Rashba answers, he says, the teretz we have in our Gemara. The b'nei marove said, v'amart aleyem lo'yhavi haschole. So what does that mean? So he says, "Kivin shaloi hischil beikera mitzvah." So that means he didn't even start the parsha. The parsha is if I bring an inyan of the parsha, then you have to say the whole parsha. V'amalt aleim, that is the machloikis over here. Did he start the parsha or not? Tabel b'nei Yisrael v'yamalt aleim, the b'nei Marove held that he didn't even start the parsha. These are the trimmings till we come to the parsha. So if he didn't start the parsha, that he can say. And the Rashba says, "V'hu adin, ani Hashem Elokeichem," is also, the parsha speaks about Yetzias Mitzrayim and Tzitzis. This is also, so Dabar b'nei Yisrael v'amart aleim, ani Hashem Elokeichem, really didn't touch the parsha. So since we didn't touch the parsha, so you can say, so there's no chesaron of kol parsha d'loy poske Moshe, Anan loy paskin. So the Rashba says, "Ubahochi niche." He says, with this he has a teretz to another kasha. There's a klal, one is not allowed to say half a pasuk. There's a klal, the kol pasuk loy paskin moisha loy paskin. We also say a half a pasuk. We should have said the whole pasuk. So he said also the same thing. He said because he didn't say anything yet. This is not even considered the pasuk. Ani Hashem Elokeichem is not the pasuk. And for Ketan, if he would say the pasuk, then he would have to say the whole parsha. Then he would get involved. So therefore, the same teretz he's saying. He's saying that this is not called, just like it's not called, he said the parsha, it's not called, he said the posik. So therefore, there's no problem of kol parsha the lay posik moshe, and there's no problem of kol posik the lay posik moshe. Fine, this is a Rashba. The achreinim, the Maritz Chayis brings down, there's the Tshuvas Chassam Sofer, and really the Ha'orah states already in Shita Mekubetzes. And this Kasha of the Rashba asks two Kashas. There's one Kasha called Parsha Deloy Posik Moshe, and then he asks called Posik Deloy Posik Moshe. We're saying half a Psukim, Ba'abel B'nai Yisrael V'yamal Toleim, and Yisham Alekeichem, he has a problem with a Teretz. So they say, a Givaldike Chap, there's a posik in Achrei Mois, and the posik says as follows: Taber el bnei Yisrael v'amarta aleihem ani Hashem alekeichem. That's a posik in Achrei Mois. So memele, the Achreinim jump down. They ask on the Rashba, man. We say this posik Moshe Rabbeinu. We're not taking two psukim and putting them together with scotch tape. We're saying a complete pasuk. This is a pasuk in Achrei Mois Yudches Beis Daber. That's what Barabbah they said. They said Daber al Bnei Yisrael v'amalt aleim ani Hashem alekeichem. That is the pasuk. In Fakert, others want to say that that's Takib Shat in Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, Kame ma'al yoshmaitz. He was nespoil what the Bnei Marovah did. What was the whole nespoilus? He says, they were taki smart. They found the posik in Achrei Mois, and with that they condensed the parasha of Krishna and Meiridik. This is Mamish and Eluyis. That's why he was nespoil. Kame ma'al yoh. That's what the Baritz Chayis wants to say. That's why he was nespoil. So you have to know, so what's the pilpul of the Gemara later? The Gemara says, we hold, what do you mean, what's the problem? He's saying a posik in Achrei Mois. So they explain as follows. He's saying a posik in Achrei Mois. How did he come to Achrei Mois for the third parsha of Krishna? In Yesod, the Kavona is, he wants to condense the third parsha of Tzitzis. That's the real Kavona. That's what he wants to do over here. He wants to condense the third parsha. There's a problem. He's not allowed to say these psukim. So that if Moshe Rabbeinu once said it, that's a matir. But that's not his intentions. That's for sure. The intentions were to condense the parsha of tzitzis. So if that was that was his intentions, so memela we hold that's called aschol already. Kimin sheischol goymer. If that's what he wants to do, so that already is considered a haschol of the parsha of tzitzis, and therefore we hold he has to be goyim. Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha, Lama Kodma Parsha Shema, Levohoyim Shemoya, and he said, because Parsha Shema is Eil Malchus Shemayim, and this is Eil Mitzvahs. Let us see Taisvahs. Loma kodma parsha shma levahoyim shemaya. Vim taima agavuche the tzlach is ma'ira. Really, these two taisvus and go on the Mishnah. And the member of Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha. Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha said that loma kodma parsha shma levahoyim shemaya. So he says before, they should kabbal of oil malchus shemaim tchila, vachakach mekabbal all of oil mitzvahs. First oil malchus shemaim, then oil mitzvahs. That was the Taisus is on Daf Yud, not on Daf Yud Gimel Amad Aleph, on Daf Yud Dalad Amad Beis, because it seems that this Mishnah was split up into two Chalokim, and in Bizman HaRishonim, we hear there a new Mishnah, a new Gemara, so that's why these Taisus were brought over here in Daf Yud Dalad Amad Beis. It wasn't like we have a big Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel Amad Aleph. So let us see these two taisus. Lama kodma parsha shma levahoyim shemaya. Vim taima, typically, what's the kasha? Typically, the kodma betoire. That it's kodm betoire. That means parsha shma and chumish devorim comes before levahoyim shemaya. Yeshloim dahochi kodma, lama kodma afle parsha sitzis the kodma lakula. You can't say that he's going according to the Seder Hakro. Because if that's the criteria, so then Parsha Sitzis should have been first. The Dink Demon the Torah is not Aichoche that one has to be Magdim Tzitzis to Shema. So Kol Choch, it's flexible. Im keino yilonu lahagdim vohoyo shehi medaberes beloshen rabim. So verkehrt, the vohoyo is a tzivu le rabim, and shema v'yohavta is a tzivu le yochet, so we should first be magdim the tzivu le rabim. That was the kash of Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha, and Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha said that the reason is to be magdim kabolos eil malchus shemayim and then eil mitzvahs. There is a great machloikis apoiskim, the nekuda we didn't have yet, but there is a whole shaila, krishma de araisa, krishma de rabbonon, And if Krishma diyaraisa, how much is a diyaraisa? Or three parshiyas, two parshiyas, the first parsha, or the first posik. There are a number of shitas. The Prichodosh Tainis, he brings a raya from Rabbi Yeshua ben Kolcho, he tainis that the first two parshas are the araisa. And that's pshat in the kasha. Loma kodma parsha shma lo bohoyim shemoye. If shma would be a the araisa, and bohoyim shemoye would be a the rabbonon, that's the teretz. You magdim the araisa to the rabbonon. So with that, he brings a raya that akaponim, these two are zicha the araisa. Parsha Tzitzis, he says, Chiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is also a diraisa. So Memele, so then the whole cheshbon of Rabbi Yeshua ben Kolcho makes sense. The Shagisarya in Simon Beis, once he disagrees with the Prichodosh. He holds La Aloche, only the first parshas are diraisa. Now what do we do with the kasha of the Prichodosh? So Memele, if the first parshas are diraisa, the second parshas are the Rabbonon, So the kasha finds the shon. First, we mag them the diraisa to the rabbona. So the Shagisarya says that is not true, and he brings a raya from a machloikis we will have later in brachis and in psochim. There's a machloikis beishamayim beishilul in the nusach hakiddush. If you mevolchim al hayoyim v'acharkach mevolchim al hayayim. That is the svore of Beishamai. First you make Kiddush, and then you make a Boir Priya Gofen. And Beisulu says, Mevolchem alayayim, v'achakach mevolchem alayayim. First you make the Boir Priya Gofen, and then you make Kiddush. Now the Gemara says, Kiddush hayayim is a diyaraisa. That is a chayu alayayim, aber kaponim, the etzem Kiddush is a diyaraisa. The bracha of Boir Priya Gofen is a darabona. And in the whole pilpul, Sai Beis Shammai, in Sai Beis Hillel, ignore this fact. There's a Zachesh ben Todav, Shein et Todav, or the Yayim Goyren Lekiddush Yomer. Whatever the Cheshbonis are, no one bats an eyelash about this Nekudah. That this is a Darabonon and this is a Diraisa. So it would seem that there's no such klal that if you're doing two mitzvahs, you have to be magdim the mitzvah Diraisa to a mitzvah Darabonon. There's no such klal. That's what the Shagisaya wants to prove from that machloike. So therefore, the oichoche of the prichod shitainis is not muchas. The next thesis is going on the memre of Rabbi Yeshua ben Kolcha. Rabbi Yeshua ben Kolcha asked, why is Vohoya im Shemaya before the parsha of Tzitzis? So he said, because Vohim Shemaya nehegis bein bayoyim bein balaylo. That was Rabbi Yeshua ben Kolcha's teretz. Zok toisvitz, mikan mashme ki Rab Shimon. The omar bepeirek atcheles, the tzitzis mitzvah sasei shaz man grome. Rab Shimon holds that tzitzis is a mitzvah sasei shaz man grome. And we learn that from Reisa Moisoi. And the zman riyah that tafke b'yoyim not b'layla, chenisa b'kedushin the kamar tzitzis mitzvah sasei shas man grome. So it seems from our Mishnah also that we paskin according to Rab Shimon, because according to the Chachamim, tzitzis is noig bein b'yoyim bein b'layla. So then we have Rabbi Yeshua ben Kolchos Kasha. Why were they magdim pashas voyim shemoyim v'yoyimah befrat v'yoyimers in chumish b'midbar? This is in the Devarim. So it would seem they hold and we hold la locha like Rab Shimon. So Tosfos asks Akasha in Kain Laman de Yoma. Tzitzis chayves talasum. There's a machloikis in Menaches if tzitzis is chayves talis or chayves gavra. And that means as follows. There's one man de Yoma that holds that the whole mitzvah of tzitzis is when I'm wearing the beged. If I'm wearing a beged of dalet knofes, then I have to make sure to put on tzitzis on the beged. But what if the beged is put away neatly in the drawer, so then you don't have to put on tzitzis. It's chayvas gavre. Not chayvas monet. Not a chayv on the beged to have tzitzis. It's a chayv on the gavre to when he's wearing the beget, they have tzitzis on his beget. And there's another man, the Yama, that says, tzitzis chayv asmone, it's a chayv on the talis, the talis. You owe, you possess a talis, you have to make sure your talis has tzitzis. Vim taima, so taisis asks, in kein leman, the Yama, tzitzis chayv as talis, who, v'afilu munachas bekufso, afilu it's put in a box, you also have to put tzitzis. Afilu hochi chayeves betzitzis is also chayev betzitzis. Hei chi ashkechon shi hei azman gromen. So where do we find that it should be azman gromen? That's Taisvis Kasha. It's very interesting. Two gedolei olam learned this Taisvis. It's very interesting how they ask the Kasha. Rabbi Kivegel learned this Taisvis. Rabbi Kivegel says, I'll ask a Kasha. It's not a lomdeshe Kasha. He says, I don't understand what Taisus is asking. He'd appreciate someone should tell him Shat and Taisus. Taisus, what is Taisus Kasha? Taisus asks, if your whole tzitzis is chayves talis, so how could you say it's zman gromit? Afalochi chayves betzitzis, heichi ashkechon shehei zman gromit. How is it possible it should be zman gromit? So Bekevege says, how is it possible? The same way as Chayvis Gavre. What does Chayvis Gavre mean? Chayvis Gavre means, if I put on a beged, so if I put on the beged by day, I have to put in tzitzis. If I put it on by night, I don't have to put on tzitzis. That's a tight Chayvis Gavre. So Chayvis Talis is also the same thing. If I have a beged, and it's daytime, I purchased a beged, it's daytime, so I have to go and put in tzitzis. I possess a beged, so it has tzitzis. I purchase a beged at night, so that Laila loves them on tzitzis. And I'm not going to put in tzitzis. I mean, what's the kasha? What is Taisus asks? If you hold chayvis talis, so how could you say that a mitzvah sesser shes man gromit? So Bekevege, he doesn't, why can't you say? What's the problem over here? You're mechuyev every day and you're potter every night. What's the problem? There's a chiyev b'chol rege b'rege b'yoyim to put in tzitzis. And by night, there's no chiv to put in tzitzis. What's the problem? And if you look in the Loshna of Kevege Mamish, Chachap Nirishamayim, the Rabbi Kevege, like, he wasn't zeichet to understand Taisus. He says he's not asking anything, he just wants a knob shot. Shagisari asks already on Taisus, what's the kasha? It's a poshet achilik. I mean, there's a pas zman grome and not zman grome. There's a very geshmake teretz here in the back of the Gemara. There's hagoyis from Rav Shmuel Shmelke Toibish, and he wants to say v'nirali d'leikosh emidi. He wants to explain Taisvus Kasha. He says, "Let's talk about another nekuda. We'll come to Taisvus Kasha in a minute." The pasuk says asher tachasebo. Asher techasebo. So, lochayre, the pasuk would mean you have to put on tzitzis when you're covering yourself. So, how could you say chayv asmone? It seems there's a tnai that you're only mechuyev in tzitzis if you're covering yourself. If you're not covering yourself with the beged, you're not mechuyev in tzitzis. So, kochach, that man, the Yama learned, asher techasebo is not telling what you're doing. Asher techasebo is teaching what type of a beged it is. A beged that's osui lechasei says atzmoi. That means you mechuyev to put tzitzis on your begodim. Which begodim? And the curtains you're not mechuyev to put on tzitzis. And the begodim which are osui lechasei, on these begodim you're mechuyev to put on tzitzis. So asher techasebo is a hagdore which begodim are mechuyev betzitzis. Now, it says in the pasuk Uri'isem Oisoi. Now, how do you say Uri'isem Oisoi? So if you learn Chayves Gavre, so it says Uri'isem Oisoi, you should see the tzitzis. So it means that the whole chiv is only when you can see the tzitzis. That's Bayoim. Balayla, you can't see the tzitzis. So there's no chiv Uri'isem Oisoi. If you hold Chayves Monet, so what does chayves mona mean? It means the talis is locked up in a closet. You don't see it. And it's chayv betzitzis. It doesn't have to be in front of you. So how do we translate Uri Isem Oisai? So we have to say, just like we translate Asher Tachasebo, that which means that a beged which is also lechasois, such a beged is chayiv betzitzis. So Uri Isem Oisai means a beged that's also lechasois and you wear it by day. Such a beged is chayiv betzitzis. So that's what the Pasuk is telling us. The Pasuk is telling us not the Zman Chiyu, because you're not Mechuyiv when you see it, it's locked up, you never see it. But it's Magdir, what type of a Beged is Chayiv Betzitzis, a Beged that is Oimit to wear when you see it. That's just like a Techasibo means a Beged that's Oimit Lechasis, or a Isabaita means a Beged that you wear by day. That Beged is Chayiv Betzitzis, even though you're not wearing it. Now, is that beged chayiv betzitzis at night? Why not? Just like the beged is mechuyiv in tzitzis when you don't cover yourself, because asher techasebo is only a gilui and the type of beged that's mechuyiv betzitzis, so re'isem o'isai is also a gilui in the type of beged. A beged that is worn by day is chayiv betzitzis, period. All time. Just like a beged, even though it's night. Just like we say a beged that's oimed lechasois, you're mechuyev to put on tzitzis, afilu you're not wearing it. It's a hagdor in the beged. So if you hold chayv asmone, or isa moisai is not telling you when the chayv of tzitzis is. It's telling you what type of godim are mechuyev betzitzis. So aksus yoim is chayv betzitzis balayla also. So memela, so that's Tosfos Kasha. If you hold chayvas money, how could you say no? The mitzvah is doig bein bayim bein balayla. The way we mentioned before, really, the shagasal yes is kasha under the name of it. So if you hold chayvas money, so since the mitzvah of tzitzis is noig bein bayim bein balayla, risa moisai is not a hagdore when you're mechuyif to put on tzitzis. Reisa Moise is only a gdara what type of beggar is mechuyiv betzitzis. But that beggar is mechuyiv even though when you don't see it. So just like it's mechuyiv when you can't see it, you're mechuyiv by night also. So why is tzitzis called the mitzvah sasa shazman gromen? That is pshat in Tosfos Kasha. V'yesh loima. So Tosfos answers, that is true. Aksus yoim is mechuyiv balayla. But imho yoksus amiyuchid lalayla. But what if it's a blanket? So then we learn now from the Risa Moisai. That's potter. So that also gives it a din of a mitzvah sesesh as man grome. That means if the begid is miyuchid for layla, so that potter's from the chiv. Bahoki yisibi yoshami dikdushin. Amalem Rab Shimeini Ata Maidim Li Ditzitis Mitzvisasei Shazman Gromi Shareik Sus Laila Potomina Tzitzis. So Rab Shimon proved to the Chachomim not Laila's Potom from Tzitzis. Shareik Sus Laila Potomina Tzitzis. And for some reason that also gives it a din of a Mitzvisasei Shazman Gromi. Amalem Rab Eile Taimed Rabbonon Shimhoyim miyuchid liyayim v'layla shechayiv betzitzis. So he said, no, but what if you have a beged that's miyuchid bein liyayim bein l'layla? So that's chayiv betzitzis. So meila the tzuras ha-mitzvah is, so there's three types of godim. There's a ksus yayim, there's a ksus layla, there's a ksus yayim v'layla. And that beged is mechuyiv betzitzis. So meila, so since a ksus yayim v'layla is mechuyiv betzitzis, one cannot say that the mitzvah of tzitzis is a mitzvah sasei shezman gom. Al koponim, that is pshat in the Mishnah. Tanya, Rab Shimon ben Yochai Oima. Rab Shimon ben Yochai said a different reason why we are magdim shma levahoyim shemoya, levahoyim shemoya tevayim. Bedinu sheyagdim shma levahoyim shemoya. Sheze lilmoid, vize lelamid. Shma speaks about lilmoid, the Dibarta Bom, and Bezel Elamed, Vayim Shemay, speaks about Bilamata Moisem as Beneichem. So the Seder is, first one has to learn, and then one is capable to teach. So therefore, Ishma is before V'hoyim Shemayim. V'hoyim Shemayim Levayayma, Shazah Zeh Lelameid, V'zeh Lasseis. So there's a Psadin Kedima of Lelameid to Lasseis. So the Gemara asks of Shimon ben Yechoi is not too understandable. Otu Shma Lilmeid Isbei Lelameid V'lasseis Lesbei, V'okthi V'shinantom, which is Lelameid, V'ksharetam, V'chsavtom, V'su, V'hoyim Shemaya Lelameid to the Isbei. There's only lalamid velasis lesbay, exiva kshavta machsavta. Elohi kama, bedinu shetagdim shma levoyim shemoya, shezel lilmaid ule lamaid velasis. Shma is all three milas. Vohoyim shemoya levayoymer, sheze yesh ba lalamid velasis. Vayoymer ain ba elalasis bulvat. So that is pshat in Rab Shimon ben Yechoi. Ben Yechoi have to give a new time. Rabbi Shua ben Kolchor gave already a time for the Seder of Shema before Boim Shemoyim, Boim Shemoyim before Vayomer. So the Gemara says, Chod the Void Kama. No, Rabbi Shua ben Kolchor is very good. Chod the Kadesh Yikabal Olovel Malchus Shemaim Chilet, Bachar Kach Yikabal Olovel Mitzvahs. Void, there's another Cheshben, Mishim de Isbahani Mili Achronaisa. There's another Cheshben also, the Cheshben that Rav Shimon ben Yechoi said. Rashi, Sheze Lilmeid, V'dibarta Bo, Deze Lilameid, Ulimata Moisem Es Beneichem, Bim Lelo Matchila Hech, Yilameid Es Bonov. Means Rashi wants to say, even though Chshivis could be Lilameid is Mochoshev than Lilmeid, but in Seder, Lilmeid has to come first. V'ze Lassis, V'yema Ein Ba'el Asiyah, K'shartam the Tfilin, V'saftam the Mezuzah Asiyahi. The next Gemara. Now the Gemara tells a incident, which is a very modern incident, and that's what we're going to be mefalpel in this incident. Rav Moshe Yodei, Rav washed his hands, v'kora krishme, and he lain krishme, v'anach tfilin, and then after krishme he put on tfilin, v'tzoli, and he davened Shemay Nesrei. This was a Maise Rav. We saw that Rav did this. He lay in Krishma, he put on tefillin, and he davened Shemay Nesrei. So the Gemara says, V'heicha obitochi. L'chayre, this is not correct. Osanya, we learned in the Baraisa, Hachayfer kuch lemeis. A kuch was in the Bizman Chazal, the kvorim were built in the walls. So kuch means there was a cave, which was meyuchid for Kvuras Mesim, and they used to dig into the walls cavities which were called Kuchen. Hachayfe Kuch Lemeis Bekever, for a kever, so he's Isaac Bemitzvah, Pata Mikrishme, Minatvile, Minatvilen, and we call Mitzvah Samuris Betayr. He's Isaac Bemitzvah, he's part of all Mitzvahs. He gives man Kriyishma, Oile Venaitl Yodov, Umeiniach tefillin, v'kayre krishma umispalo. So this sounds like double talk. We just said he's potter, and then it just says when it comes man krishma, he should make sure to wash his hands, and like tefillin, and like krishma. So the Gemara asks, Sagufa kasha, reisha omar potter, v'seifa chaye. So the Gemara says, holoi kasha. It's talking about two different cases. Seifa betrei, v'reisha bechat. The Reish is speaking about Hachayfa Kuch Lameis. There's one person that's digging. So he's doing a mitzvah now. The mitzvah is Yevshel Iskayim Beladoi. So therefore, he's Potter Mikrishmim and a Tulim Komitzvah Samudas Betoya. Now it's Mutal Olav on him to make sure to make the Kever for the Mace. The Seif is speaking about that there were two people. So there were two people, so the Goyen explains, and they couldn't dig together either. That means one had a dig and the other was just watching. So Mamela, he gives man Krishma, Oile v'noitel yodov, v'miniach tvilum v'kayre Krishma ispalo. The Goyen is medayik, the Seifa says, Potomi Krishma. The Reisha says Potter mi Krishma. The Savior says he gives man Krishma. So the Goyim says the Reisha is talking about, I fully started digging when there was man Krishma ready. He's Potter mi Krishma. And the Savior, since we're speaking about two people who be man Krishma, so they shouldn't be digging. One should learn Krishma right away. So it's talking about both of them were Isaac and digging because they started before this man Krishma. He gives man Krishma is then one goes up and then the other goes up. Oh, al kaponim, that's to explain the Baraisa about the Ptur of Krishma and the Din of Isaac b'mitzvah. But let's get back to the Seder. Mikomokim kashil l'rav. But here you see the Baraisa says klo, that the Seder is first tefillin and then Krishma. Nich tefillin v'keiri Krishma mispalo. Why did Rav make a different Seder? So the Gemara has a very interesting teretz. Rav Krabi Yeshua ben Korchas Filalei. Rav, you're showing me a tane. Rav had a different tane. Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha. The Omar Eil Malcha Shamayim Tchile, V'achar Kach Eil Mitzvahs. First one has to be Mekabel Eil Malcha Shamayim. Don't do mitzvahs right away. First line Krishma. That's Eil Malcha Shamayim. Then you put on tefillin. Before Kabbalah says El Malchus Shamayim, one doesn't do mitzvahs. So therefore, that's to say that he also can be Yeshua ben Koch. So the Gemara says, listen here, Eim Adomer Rabbi Yeshua ben Koch, you're misinterpreting Rabbi Yeshua ben Koch. Rabbi Yeshua ben Koch was Lahagdim Kriya Lekriya. That means in the Kriya of the Parshiyas, which one should come first? So there, the Kriya of El Malchus Shamayim is before the Kriya of mitzvahs. Did Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha ever say that one, before one does a mitzvah, one first has to learn, has to be mekabel el malchus shamayim? That's one kasha. And the second kasha, misavala ki Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha. You're telling me that Rav is a chosid of Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha. So that's why he made such a seder. For Omar Rav Chiya Barashi, Zimnin Sagiyin Havi Keim Nekami De Rav. A lot of times I was standing in front of Rav. Umagdim Umoshe Yode. He washed his hands. Umevorech. He made Birchas HaTayre. Umasnilom Pirken. He said a shir. Umonach Tvillin. He put on Tvillin. Vahod HaKori Krishme. And he learned Krishma. So we see from this that he was Magdim Asiya Lekriya. V'chitei mebedeloi motas man Krishma. Maybe you'll tell me that this is speaking about before Zman Krishma, so wasn't yet the Zman of El Malchus Shamayim. Im kein mayas hadesei derabchiyah barashi. So what is he telling us? If it's before Zman Krishma, and that's why he was Magdim. So it's no Chiddush, Vashteitzach. So what did he see, Chiddush? I saw Rav do this. No, what did Rav do? There's no Chiddushim. So the Mom says, no, there is a Chiddush. Lafuki miman diyoma le Mishnah in tzorich levorich. There's a man diyoma that says that the whole Bichas HaTore we learned before in the first parak is only on Mikra. And Mishnah, one is not mechuyev to make birchas haTorah. Kamash melon daf le Mishnah nami tzorich levorich. Mikol mokim kasha l'rav. We'll explain this Gemara yet. Mikol mokim kasha l'rav. But the Gemara asks, but there's a stir in Rav now. Here, one place we see Rav put on tefillin after Rav put on tefillin after Krishma, and here we see Rav put on tefillin before Krishma. So the Gemara answers, Shluchah Huda Ovis. You know, Pshat in that Maise, Rav didn't have his tefillin. He had sent someone to bring him his tefillin, and he didn't bring him right away. So the Vayel he lain Krishma, and when he brought him the tefillin, then he put on tefillin. So you only saw that half. Ain't lemeidim itaych Maise. But that's not the Seder of Rav. Circumstances made that Rav had to put on tefillin after Krishma. That's the story. And let us see Rashi. Rav Moshe Yodai, Pam Achas Re'uhu, they saw once, She'osu Kach, this is what he did. Ve'heicha Ovitochi, how could he do such a thing, She'igdim Krishma Letfilin? Kuch Kever She'choitchim Bekirais Ma'oro, Ol Koi Dalet Ol Chovoi Bov Tvochim, it's not Zayin Tvochim. Potom Mikrishme, Do'isik B'mitzvah Potom in HaMitzvah, Kedamrin Perkame, בשבתך בביסך פרט לא עסק במצווה וסייפה בתרתי והכי כמה אם שניים אין if you are two people if there are two people which are digging the kuch מניח אס חברי חיפה והוא אוילה ומקיים מצווה סקרישמה ותפילן ותפילה וחייזו למלוכה וחברי יאללה וניח תפילן ויקר קרישמה ויספל מכל מוקים יסיעי תפילן קוידמן לקרישמה. So the Gemara says, no, he holds like a Bishua ben Koch, oil mitzvah, stanochas tefillin, oil mitzvah su. So the Gemara says, why do you say holds like a Bishua ben Koch? A Bishua ben Koch only holds your magdam kriya le kriya. Shema shukabolas malchu shamayim, levahoyim shemoya, shukabolas oil mitzvah. That's kriya le kriya. But kriya la siya mishamet lay. And then the Gemara is another kasha. Umagdim mashkim, umevorech ala teire, umasni pirkin. Alme magdim hu lasik beteire. You see, he learned teire. So there's a go of the going. Tahainu kriye, de mitzveh mikamei malchus shamayim. So let me just tell you for a few minutes what the Goyin did with this one word. The Goyin made a mapecha over here. The Goyin in the Chedushi Agron and in Chaim explains what he did over here. Let us learn over the Gemara. The Gemara had answered that Rav held like Rabbi Yeshua ben Kolcha. Rabbi Yeshua ben Kolcha holds that you're magdim oil malchus shamayim la'il mitzvah. So the Gemara says, Eim adomer Rabbi Yeshua ben Kolche lahagdim kriya lekriya. The whole Rabbi Yeshua ben Kolche is only in kriya. The kriya is el malchus shamayim, should be before the kriya of mitzvahs. Aber kriya la'asiyah mishametle. That was the first kash. So memele, to put on tefillin after parsha shema, there's no such Rabbi Yeshua ben Kolche. Visu, and I'll ask you a second kash. Mi savalei ke Rabbi Yeshua ben Kolcha. Does he hold like Rabbi Yeshua ben Kolcha? So the Goyin says pshat in the Gemara as follows. That, first of all, the Gemara made a hanoch, Rabbi Yeshua ben Kolcha is speaking about in the kagdoma of kriya lekriya. That was the first hanoch. And then the Gemara said, he's not even a chosid Rabbi Yeshua ben Kolcha by kriya lekriya. Why? Because he learned before he learned Krishma. So that's a kriya de mitzvah before a kriya de malchus shamayim. That's shot in the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's kasha is from the kriya. And that's very meduik to Loshna Gemara. That either means even understanding the true pshat of Rabbi Yeshua ben Kolcha. But Rabbi Yeshua ben Kolcha said that by kriya one has to be magdim. So, but a kriya one has to be magdim. He learned that was a kriya de mitzvah before a kriya de el malchus shamayim. And now we'll understand the Gemara very well. So the Gemara says, "V'chi taime b'deloy motes man krishme." So the Gemara means like this. You know that's right. When it comes man krishme, so according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Kolcha, you're right. You're not allowed to learn before you learn Krishma. But here it's speaking about Koidem de Motos Man Krishma. Koidem de Motos Man Krishma. So then, therefore, he was able to learn before he learned Krishma because it wasn't his Man Krishma. Agav Urche, you see from this Gemara, Amoyre de Kezach. So the Gemara wanted to say as follows, that from this Gemara, the way the Goyin learns Pshat in this Gemara, we see that learning is called Kriya. And if one learns before Kriya Shema, he is not a chassid of Rabbi Yeshua ben Kolcha. Rabbi Yeshua ben Kolcha said, in Kriya, the Kriya of Eil Malchus Shemaim has to be before the Kriya Shal Mitzvah. That's what it says in this Gemara. And the Gemara only answered that Rav learned before Zman Krishna. So Agav Urche, it comes out that what will be the dindo when it becomes Zman Krishna? So then an Elech Yid is not allowed to learn before he learns Krishna. So with this we see we had a very interesting machlokes in the first Perek, which b'shaitoi we weren't in the inyan, but now we'll be able to understand the Gemara. The Gemara says, Tanya Abba Binyamin Oimer, a Gemara daf hei amet beis, al shnei dvorim hayisi mitztair kol yomai, and the first one was, al tfilosi shetehei lifnei mitosi. Samach lemitosi. So what does Rashi say? Kol yomai nizarti shloi lasis meloche, ושלוי לסק בתוירה כשעמדתי ממיתוסי, עד שאקרא קרישמה ואספלו. So we see that there was a Yid that did not learn till he learned Krishma. That was Abba Binyamin. So the Nachlus David says, oh, that's this Gemara. According to Rashi, the way the Goyin makes this Grais in Rashi, that's a Gemara. Forget when it comes Man Krishma, so then forget the Seder is, first the Kriya of Eil Malchus Shamayim, and then the Kriya Shal Mitzvah. Now, well, let's look in Taisvis. Taisvis says, Hela'ima samach lamitosi, so Taisva says on the famous base, Varashi pirsha filalumait, shosalumait kaidim tfile, pula yedati minole, avolraya de shori lumait kaidim, elakam on the perik sheni amrinon, tarav magdim emoshe yodim evoicha masni piki bekori krishme, ki motos man krishme. So the Nachlus David explains that Taisva is asking the kasha as follows. What does it mean, ki motos man krishme? The Gemara only said v'chi tema. Are you going to tell me that it's talking about that this was before? So the Gemara v'chi tema. So what's the chiddush? But al kaponim, the Gemara weiss the chois lefi ha'emes. That's not the story. The story was that it was after Zman Krishma. So that's Taisus Kashe. He said the maskonis ha'Gemara is. Umevorech umasni pirkei vekori krishme kimotis man krishme. He learned kimotis man krishme. Not he learned krishme kimotis man krishme. Only the taisos for that. Kimotis man krishme is going on the learning. Because the maskonis agemori is lefi emes. He learned and he did this all when it was man krishme. It's only achiteime. So that is Tais Vesrai. Al Koponim, we have over here a sugya that is speaking, that is being mefalpul about this inyan of, learning before Zman Krishma, if it's a stirat Rabbi Yeshua ben Koch, if not. Let us see Rashi further. Shluchu da'ovis, ashliach kilkil, she'iche lahovi loy tfilin me'ikore, והגיע זמן קרישמה, והוס כך לקרויס כדי שלא יעבר הזמן, וחימות השלוחה דתפילן הנחינו. When the שליח brought the תפילן, then he put on the תפילן. There's a שיילה, now let us wait first, let's first learn Taisus. ומנח תפילן ומצלי. ומהוסה משמה, so Taisus learned, this is Amayra de Ketaisvis. Taisvis took the Gemara literally. He learned Krishma, Umonach Tvilin, He put on tefillin. Umatzlin yidavin shemayne esrei. Now there's a problem. What happened with the bracha achreine? That means you have, this is emes v'yatziv. When the say umonach tefillin umatzlin means as soon as he put on the tefillin yidavin shemayne esrei. So that means then we have to say that he lay in krishme and he said the birchas krishme va'onach tefillin umatzlin. So Taisvah seemed to learn that the Va'onach Tfilin Umatzli means he put on the Tfilin right before Shemayna Esrei. That means Ravet said, Baruch Ata Hashem, go al Yisrael. And then he put on the Tfilin, and then he davened Shemayna Esrei. Umahosa Mashmi, Shemuta Laniach Tfilin, Ben Gula LeTfilin. That's how Taisvah's learned Shat. So it seems one is allowed to put on Tfilin, Ben Gula LeTfilin. The chain betalis, meniach adam talisai ben gula letvila. The chain motzinu, she rab Yitzrak be rab Yehude sholach acha talisai. There's a maisa, one of the Bali Taisvisen. He sent after his talis, v'shoa ashliach, ukvar koro krishma be bilchayser, and he had said, go al Yisrael, v'nis atev betalisai, he put on the talis, it seems he made a broch on the talis, v'gomash mein esrei. Ay, l'chayre, it is a hefzik between gula l'tfile. Well, if it was good enough for Rav, it was good enough for him also. V'hei v'raye mehoche mehidera. Mikol mokim, Taisma says, first of all, you can't build too many hechoches from Rav. Yesh l'chalek ben tfile l'talas. De'iker krishme u'tfile shaychi b'tfile. That is a necessity. One should learn krishme Betvillin, one should daven betvillin, kidoma besomach, kilu meidei de sheke batzmai, perish ba'odoin, it's meidei de sheke ba'odoin, shetzivu shuhu koirei, ba'ilu teitofish lois al yodecho va'ayin, he's not wearing tvillin, utvillinami kedamorin, kori krishma mispalo zuhi malcha shamayim, that is a kori krishma, yoniach tvillin, v'yikra krishma v'yispalo, v'aistois is an inyan to daven in tvillin, Aval tzitzis, she'ene ele chayvis talis, if he has a talis, shim yes loy talis chayv, im ein loy poto mi tzitzis, yochel li krishma beloy tzitzis, vadei vahavei hafsoke. So memele, that what he brought a raya on talis, that you don't have a maimer of Rav either. V'rav Rabbi Moshe mikutzi hayoyma, tafilu mikan ein raya. Afilu an tfilin, it's also no raya. The motzi lemei meiniach tfilin beloy broche. Who told you he made a broche? Lache yudches memashmish bem umavoich aleim bohochi sagi. That's enough. That means he's allowed to. If now you're not allowed to be mafsik, so you put on the tefillin, you make the bracha later. Bohochi sagi shkamutali satav betalis beishi yodav metunofes tacheshito yodav yemashmish betalisai umavoich. So we have here a machlokes al kolponim. The achronim bring a meiridike raya from this taisis. The way taisis learned. Let's see, the first Mahalach in Taisvus. Taisvus learned that he put on tefillin by Goal Yisrael. He said Goal Yisrael, and he put on tefillin and he made a broche. Now, the Gemara and the Teretz learned that the reason this happened because it's circumstances. The Shliach didn't bring him the tefillin later. But the Gemara and the Havamina didn't learn like that. The Gemara and the Havamina held that Rav held one first has to be mekabel oil malchus shemayim, and then one does mitzvahs. That was the havamina of the Gemara. So according to the havamina, so lachayre he had three oifanim where to put on the tefillin. He could have put it on after bisharecha, bein perik leperik. He was mekabel oil malchus shemayim, put it on then, or put it on beemtza perik shira chadosha. And of all things, he went and he put it on, he waited till Gaul Yisrael, and then he put on the tefillin. And we had a Taisvist, that Yud Gimel Amid Beis, the Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam said that being Gaul Yisrael and Shemayna Esrei is more chomer than Be'emtza Perik. Be'emtza Perik, one is allowed to shayul mivnei HaKovit, so one is allowed to answer Kaddish Kedusha. And Bengal Yisrael Shemayin Esrei, nothing. No Kedusha, no Bochu, no Omi, nothing. It's more Chamu. And from this Taisus we see, Pumfakert. So the Nachlus David brings a raya, the Eben Ezer also brings a raya from this Tosis, that this Tosis definitely disagrees with the Rabbeinu Tam. And this Tosis held that verkehrt. After Goal Yisrael, is that the Mokim HaYosek killed to be Mavsik. Bein Perik LePerik, there's a Mishneh, Shoyl Mivnei HaKoveid, it says you're not allowed to. Here it says, Smiches Gula LeTvila is HaBroche, Kol HaSemech Gula LeTvila, Ene Nizik HaYosek HaYoyim. It's a good thing, but we don't find that Chazal should say there's an Issel. So Fakert, they bring a Raya from this Tosfos, that Fakert, Rav was Chayish for a Hefzik, he wanted to make a Broche on the Tvila. So he held the best time to make a broch on the tefillin is fakert bein perik leperik. This is not shoyl mivnei hakoved. Maybe this is worse than shoyl mivnei hakoved. So therefore he waited till Goal Yisroel and then he put on the tefillin, and that's al kochach, not like the Rabbeinu Tam.